President John Atta Mills says government is determined to overcome the water, sanitation and environmental challenges confronting the nation. The government, he said, hopes to enhance investment in research and development in line with NEPA's Consolidated Action Plan for Science and Technology. The plan requires African governments to allocate at least 1% of GDP to the development of science and technology. President Mills said this when he opened the first Ghana Science Congress in Accra. Our presidential correspondent Sethia reports.
The first Ghana Science Congress is a manifesto pledged of the government, and the Congress is taking place at a time water, sanitation and environment have become topical issues of national concern. The focus on water, sanitation and environment could therefore not have been appropriate and timely. The scientists will take stock of what the country has done in creating the scientific conditions for building that crucial scientific and technological capacity. It will also enable them to assess how the country is generating innovations to fuel socio-economic development. President Mills said, science will continue to be extremely pivotal in searching for more innovative ways of building a better Ghana. He said, Ghana is on course in achieving MDG target of halving the proportion of the population without access to safe drinking water by 2015.
Reliably informed that the total population with access to safe drinking water increased from 9.2 million in 2009 to 9.7 million in 2010. I'm also told that 145 districts have managed to secure facilities for giving safe water to their districts. But in spite of what people might regard as commendable achievements, we still have a long way to go.
President Mills touched on the sanitation and environmental situation in the country.
When it comes to the environment, we are grappling with difficult problems. Through illegal mining, illegal felling of trees, we now have to do what it takes to employ methods to protect our environment. We cannot afford to engage in practices which in the long run will destroy the earth and what the good Lord gave us to begin with. When it comes to sanitation, the situation is no better. Our choked gutter, our inability to deal with waste, and also with the plastic and polythene menace. These stare us in the face. Wherever you go, you cannot fail to observe that there is a need for us to intensify our efforts in tackling water, environment, and sanitation problems.
President Mills reiterated the need to consciously and effectively grow the country's science resource base and the effort government is making in this area.
The most important issue, as far as I'm concerned, is the need for us to grow our science human resource base, because that is a sine qua non. We have made some efforts. We are now awarding scholarships to brilliant but needy students in science. The reopening and retooling of our science resource centers is also evidence of our determination to tackle the problem.
The Minister of Science, Technology and Environment, Sherry Aiti, said the ministry has worked diligently to justify the government decision for its re-establishment.
Our scientists were deeply involved in the development and implementation of the Mathematics, Science and Technology Scholarship Scheme, MASTE. In the year 2010-2011 academic year, MASTE awarded 5,000 scholarships to students. The 2011-2012 academic year will add additional 1,500 new scholarships to the already existing one. The Better Ghana Agenda ICT project is distributing about 3,000 ICT laptops to schools, students and pupils. And as I see, government will procure additional 6,000 more laptops for distribution. These laptops were assembled in Ghana by RLG Communications through the National Youth Employment Program.
There were solidarity messages from scientific organizations within and outside Ghana. Seth Eya, Radio Ghana, Accra.